Let's see. You want me to cut this off? You want me to turn this off? You want to?
That's my dog.
Oh. Okay, I didn't know if you wanted to. Okay. Let's see. What do you call a person who brings bad luck or who causes bad luck to happen to other people? Right, so he's a regular.
Regular bad luck person. Regular. What, Vic?
A jinx?
Jinx. Regular jinx.
Okay. What do you call a child whose mother and father are not married?
He's legitimate. Okay. In other words, some people call them a bastard.
Okay. What do you call a place where a dead person is taken to be prepared for burial?
More.
Well, now it's...
Funeral home.
Okay. What do you call the box that a dead person is put into?
Coffin or casket.
What do you call the place where the dead are buried?
Graveyard or cemetery.
Okay. What do you call flowing water? Something that's smaller than a river. Okay. And how about something that's smaller than
a bridge?
Okay. What do you call a pair of straps that a man wears over his shoulders to keep his pants up?
Galluses. Okay. Or suspenders.
What do you call gravy that's made from ham grease?
Old-time gravy, thickened gravy.
Well, I suppose it's not thickened.
Oh, raised gravy.
Okay.
I see what you mean. Raised gravy.
What do you call the liquid that's burned in lamps? Are you on that?
Kerosene.
What do you call a long-legged hog that has a thin body and a long snout? Sometimes they run around wild.
Boar.
Okay. What do you call an itching soreness between the toes?
Between the toes? A bunion.
Okay.
Because I got one.
Oh dear, I'm sorry. have you ever heard another kind of itching called toe itch or ground itch or athlete's foot?
Athlete's foot, I've heard that.
What are some names for homemade whiskey?
And I don't know anything but moonshine. White lightning.
Okay. And what are some names for cheap whiskey that's bad for people?
Now that's what you call white lightning.
Okay. What do you call things that children like to play with? A child might hope to get a lot of what?
Toys.
Now, this section has to do with verb forms, verb patterns. And what we're interested in here is not what you may have learned in school, but just what you normally say. Now, if we were talking about singing a song, I might ask, has the song been sung? Now, if we were talking about buying groceries, I might ask, have the groceries been
bought?
Okay. And the answer might be, yes, yesterday, what, the groceries?
I bought the groceries.
If we were talking about eating apples, you might ask me, have the apples been
peeled?
No, I'm talking about eating. Have the apples been
it?
Okay. And I might answer, yes, yesterday,
ate.
Okay. If we were talking about drinking coffee, you might ask me, have you, what, your coffee?
Have you drank your coffee yet?
Okay. And the answer might be, yes, a few minutes ago,
I drank my coffee.
Okay. If we were talking about climbing trees, you might ask me, has that tree over there ever been
climbed?
Okay. And I might answer, yes, yesterday, a boy
climbed the tree.
Okay. If we were talking about doing some work, you might ask, has the work already been
done?